Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about why women get so bored and depressed. Over my career as a hypnotist, I have seen too many women in their 40s and 50s and 60s and beyond who are totally bored, totally depressed, and many of them are very overweight with the back aches and the foot pain and the rest of it that goes when one is overweight. And I can tell you this. It is because they are spending way too much time dealing with other people's issues, because it's easier in a way being socialized this way, especially here in America, to take care of everyone except oneself. And this is a really big problem, because if you don't take care of you, who's going to take care of you? I mean, really. I was having this conversation with the grandmother of one of my clients that I'm working with just last Friday. She's having some stomach pains and she doesn't really know what's causing them. And she's quite overweight. And she is very aware that there's some unconscious, subconscious stuff there that is creating angst in her life. A woman who is in her 70s now. And it's been there for decades. And the conversation that I had with her was about the need to listen to her own body, the need to listen to her own inner wisdom, otherwise known as her subconscious mind, the need to stop caring for everybody in her world except herself. Because what she was saying to me was that she and her husband spend an extraordinary amount of time being there for the other people in their lives, most especially her daughter and her son, which would be their grandson, which is all beautiful and wonderful and everything, except for the fact that they're not terrifically happy because they're not spending their retirement doing those things that they need to do and want to do. But the question comes up, who's responsible for that? And I would say it is they themselves. Because this is the thing. We can always allow other people to come first. Because if you're a people-pleasing kind of person, as this person is, you feel like you're giving love by being there for those other people. But it can't be to the degree where you lose yourself to these other people's problems. You have to take a stand for yourself and learn this wonderful word that we all learned when we were 2 years old. And that word is nope. It's okay to say no. It's okay to not be available all the time. It's okay to take space for yourself and to be with your spouse and to do those things that are important to the two of you and to stop spreading yourself so thinly that you're eating crap food because you're feeding that hole in your soul. Let me tell you something. Unless and until you're willing to look at your own stuff, deal with your own issues, they are never going to go away. They will come out in autoimmune illnesses. They will come out in anxiety and depression. They'll come out in you not feeling like you can trust other people and not having good friendships in all kinds of weird ways. Why? Because you're telling yourself that you're not trustworthy of yourself. Why? Because you're not there for you. So why would you believe you could be there for anyone else or that anyone else would be there for you. Really, without the anger and resentment. Think about this. You need to get in touch with who you are, what you want, and to make sure those are your priorities. It's not being selfish to take care of yourself, especially if you're in the retirement age when you already took care of your family, already took care of your employers, have been taking care of your spouse, and you need time for yourself. And maybe for you and your spouse to spend time together so that the relationship grows. I mean, really, what are you trying to prove anyway? No one is a superhuman being. Nobody. I can only hope that I got through to this woman. I can only hope. I really don't know. But I can tell you this, I was really assertive with her. And she started arguing with me a little bit, but she understood that the only person who could make the choices of what she does with her time and her emotions is indeed herself. So maybe we got through. I don't know. In any case, you women out there, take care of yourselves first. And then you'll have so much more to give to other people. And by the way, be willing to take the gifts and the help and the assistance from others that they're willing to give to you. Because no one does this work of life on one's own. You can't give when your well is dry, as John Gray puts it so effectively in his books. You need to refill your own well, and you do that by allowing people to give to you. Well, as always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.